Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Years ago, as some of you may recall, a bill was introduced in the Montana legislature to require schools and public libraries to install internet filters on their computers to prevent children from accidentally or purposely viewing adult content. It was also meant to discourage the growing use of library computers by adults who were using those public computers to view pornography in public spaces where it could also be seen by young children walking past. The legislation seemed reasonable, and we supported it. Lo and behold, it turned out to be one of the most controversial bills of the session. And the group leading the charge against the bill was none other than the American Library Association. They showed up at the hearings with local librarians in tow to decry what they said was censorship on a grand scale, calling internet filters the 21st century digital equivalent of book burning. Now, a decade later, people are still using computers at public libraries to view pornography, and the American Library Association is still encouraging activities that are harmful to children. Their latest project is called Drag Queen Story Hour, where libraries are encouraged to invite drag queens to host 90-minute events containing, quote, sass, class, stories, and songs, end quote. And these events are gaining in popularity. Over the past several months, homosexual and transgender activists have used these events to foist their message on kids. In a typical event held at a public library, men dressed as women and wearing outrageous costumes read to children and talk to them about homosexuality and transgender issues. In most communities, drag queens are considered adult entertainment, so why are they being encouraged to host story times in publicly funded libraries? With events now scheduled in 40 states, it's a question that more and more parents and communities are asking. Thankfully, many communities are pushing back, and drag queen story hours are being canceled. Just this week, events were canceled in Arizona and Arkansas. The message is simple. Public libraries are taxpayer-funded and should be accountable to their local communities, and drag queen story hours are anything but local. The American Library Association is pushing libraries to host these events geared toward attracting small children. It's time to say enough is enough. Taxpayer dollars should not be used to promote homosexuality, transgenderism, or drag queens. Libraries should be places of learning, repositories of knowledge and wisdom. Today, I'm encouraging all of our listeners to call their public libraries to see if they're planning to host a drag queen story hour. If the answer is yes, then call our office. It's time to wake up and rally our communities for the sake of our children and our grandchildren. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.